March 24th, 2023, at Cast 422, episode 422. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we?
Oh God! If you've never felt the touch of sweet home.
Illinois carjacker sentenced to 22 years after bragging he'd be out by Sunday. And just like that, turning down that last meal tray for the night wasn't quite the flex you thought it would be, was it? Talk about life-changing news. An Illinois carjacker was sentenced to 22 years in prison after telling officers he'd be out of jail by Sunday during his arrest. Can you imagine waking up on Sunday and waiting all day for your name to be called, only to find out that you're going to have to wait a lot more Sundays? In a wake-up, in January, Harvey resident Jordan Henry, Harvey is where that woman stole all those chicken wings from the school district, was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated vehicular hijacking, 2 counts of armed robbery, and 1 count of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, among other charges. The 29-year-old had attempted to carjack a driver outside a 7-Eleven in February 2022 when the victim fled the scene with their car keys. Henry stole their phone and left in his own car. That right there is a lot, and that's not even all of it. I'm surprised they even gave him a bond, because who's going to co-sign? Who's going to put their house up? He's not going to court. Henry then carjacked a 69-year-old Uber driver at gunpoint and stole his Volkswagen Jetta, as committed as he seemed to be to something that he's clearly not very good at. You would think he would have swung for the fences, went for the gold star, and snatched the Benz or something. You steal a Jetta, you're going to have to steal another car by the end of the week. And God forbid that man would have had a heart attack during this whole thing. When police spotted the stolen vehicle, Henry accelerated and led the police on a highway chase. Henry's car, yeah, it's his by default now, reached speeds over 100 miles per hour. After Henry's car tires deflated, he crashed into a grassy area off I-55 and fled on foot. Henry punched a canine who followed him before eventually being taken into custody. Hitting the police dog is the same charge as hitting the police officer, and he's just racking them up. Like, if he gets 100 Sonic rings, they'll invite him to the bonus round in jail. Before his trial, Henry was detained on a $1 million bond, which I think even if he could raise the money, someone would still have to co-sign for him, and I don't see anyone wanting to take that type of risk. Despite being a repeat offender, Henry reportedly bragged to officers that he would be out of jail soon after his arrest. Armed robbery and aggravated vehicular hijacking are 2 crimes in Illinois where you have to serve at least 85% of your sentence. He got 22 years. That means he has to do a little bit under 19 years. Can you imagine for 19 years a guard asking you every Sunday if this is the Sunday you said you'd be out by? Glasgow also posted a picture with the canine Henry punch. As you can see, he is doing fine. The Facebook post read, "That dog got a chin like a champion." Glasgow described Henry as a dangerous, violent criminal with a laundry list of prior convictions. Henry faces other charges in Cook County. How? He's only 29. This is the rap sheet of a career criminal of the age of about 60, including 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping with intent to inflict harm and 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. Sheesh. He had previously been convicted of robbery and retail theft. That is a lot of crime crammed into a very short lifetime. And it makes you think, if that energy was put on a different path, could he have possibly owned his own business or been the head of a Fortune 500 company? Next up, former Virginia Sheriff's deputy murdered husband while smoking crack, authorities say. Crack has been undefeated longer than I've been alive. We should all strive for that same type of consistency. A former Virginia Sheriff's deputy was smoking crack cocaine with her husband when she shot and murdered him, authorities say. Stephanie Mulder, 42, was denied bond at a court hearing Thursday. She's charged with second-degree murder and 2 related firearms charges. What could have possibly happened that could have turned this romantic evening for two, crack by candlelight, if you may, into a nightmare horror story? Authorities accused Mulder of shooting Jonathan Mulder, 33, in their home on February 2nd. Both spouses were smoking crack while their year-old son was at home with them, officials said. According to Wavy TV, Stephanie Mulder first claimed her husband pointed his gun at her, but only one gun was found at the home. Mulder then reportedly claimed her husband assaulted her, and she feared he was reaching for a weapon. Aside from the drug-induced paranoia that comes with smoking cocaine, the only other time people fight over crack is when there's no more crack. You sure you didn't shoot him for reaching for the last rock? Court records show Mulder obtained protective orders against her husband twice last year. Then she left them after the shooting to live with her mother in West Virginia. She was arrested last week. How are you taking out protective orders against your husband? As a law officer, so you know exactly how those work, but the only time he was allowed to be in your vicinity is when he had crack. Cocaine really is one hell of a drug. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.